Dear readers, in the few weeks since the magazine's last issue, much has happened. Whether it be midterms for classes, the new Boulder County Public Health Order, the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or the Breonna Taylor court ruling, being a student and just being a person during these uncertain times can be overwhelming. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 40% of U.S. adults reported struggling with mental health or substance abuse in late June. The Kaiser Family Foundation found that as of mid-July, 53% of U.S. adults reported that their mental health had been negatively impacted by COVID-19. September is Suicide Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness of the prevalence of suicide and the resources available. Each year, more than 48,000 people die by suicide in the U.S., according to the National Institute of Mental Health. Active Minds, an organization that focuses on mental health advocacy and action among students, reports that 39% of college students experience a significant mental health issue, and that suicide is the second leading cause of death among young adults. With this increased need for support, I wanted this magazine issue to feature student stories about mental health. This issue, Starting the Conversation, aims to reduce the stigma of mental health and foster candid, open discussions about what our experiences have been and how we can support one another. I especially want to thank the writers in this magazine's issue. I'm so grateful for their honesty, their vulnerability, and their willingness to share their story. I also want to preface this magazine issue with a trigger warning, as there are stories about anxiety, depression, and suicide. After each article, there are resources listed to help offer information on where you or a friend can access mental health services. As we all navigate these unprecedented times, I hope this magazine issue offers you a sense of companionship. You are not alone. Your story and your experiences are valid and they matter. So, in case no one has asked you yet, how are you? Sincerely, Taylor.